From NPR News, it's day-to-day. Maybe it's meager news, but it is good news. The nation's broadest measure of economic growth, better than expected for the first part of the year. The Commerce Department reported today gross domestic product expanded just a little more than half a percentage point. Not much, but still all to the good. Marketplace's Sam Eaton is with us. How good is the news for the overall economy, Sam?
Well, Alex, economists are calling it a hollow victory at best. While the 0.6% growth rate for the first quarter beats some of the more dismal forecasts, it doesn't mean we're out of the woods. The U.S. is seeing its weakest consumer spending since 2001. Home building is at a 27-year low. Combined, those factors are a huge drag on the economy, but not enough evidently to dip it into negative growth. And that, of course, is the classic definition of the dreaded R word that's been at the tip of so many tongues, not excluding Greg McBride's of Bankrate.com.
Technically, we're not in a recession, but if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck. And to millions of consumers around the country, it feels like a recession.
And since consumer spending accounts for about 70% of GDP, what the consumer thinks makes a big difference here.
So if consumer spending is poor, and we all know housing is in a terrible slump, why the better-than-expected growth?
Well, one reason, Alex, is the weak dollar. That makes U.S.-made goods much cheaper on the global market. Exports rose 5.5% since January. Government spending also provided a slight boost to GDP. But the real star of first quarter growth was rising inventories. Now, that's all the extra stuff businesses keep on hand with the intention of selling it. Stocks of those unsold goods rose significantly higher than they did in the last quarter. And with a nearly 1% contribution to GDP, it may have single-handedly kept the economy out of the red.
So what does that mean for the future?
Well, of all the things, Alex, that could have given the economy a boost, rising inventories are not ideal, especially at a time when consumers are reining in their spending. It sets up the next quarter for a major inventory correction as businesses try to unload all of that stuff in an economy where people are hanging on to the little cash they have. And what people do spend isn't going as far as energy and food prices are soaring. On a brighter note, though, the government began shelling out $600 tax rebates this week to about 100 million Americans. But even that isn't likely to reverse one of the biggest drags on the economy right now, which is rising unemployment. Payrolls have been shrinking for three consecutive months now. All told, nearly 300,000 workers have lost their jobs. If the trend in job losses continues with Friday's report, you can bet there will be a lot more economists and consumers jumping onto that R-word bandwagon.
Thank you, Sam. Sam Eaton of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.